It's a great Friday. We are happy that you've taken some time to be with us this morning to learn more about careers to be able to share with your students. This morning we have with us Stephanie Horn with Amtech, and Stephanie is the HR director. And I'm going to let Stephanie take it away, but just a couple housekeeping items. One, we will be recording this, so if you have a need to show this to other students or parents or educators, it will be up on the MEBA website once we get it from Zoom. And then also, if you have questions, please feel free to put those either in the chat box or the Q&A, and we'll make sure Samantha and I are going to monitor the chat box and all for Stephanie. So, Stephanie, take it away.
Hello, good morning, everybody. First, Lisa and Samantha, I want to thank you guys for inviting me to present this morning. And everyone who is on here who's hopped on with us, thank you for taking the time to learn a little bit more about Amtech. I have a little presentation here, so I'm going to share my screen with you guys and overall tell you guys what we do. Before I get started, to give you a little bit of backstory about myself. So I have been with the company since 2014, and we are an electrical design build contractor. I work with our South Carolina division specifically in our technologies division, because we do electrical technologies and life safety. So I manage all four of our locations in South Carolina on the operational side. And what we do, we'll get into a little bit later on in this slide deck, but mostly we work with the physical infrastructure in healthcare and in K-12. So we are working in manufacturing. We have really small projects and really monster projects nationwide. So I'm really, really excited to tell you guys about career path options with us and exactly what we do here. So I'm going to start off here and let you guys watch a little video that'll give you a little bit of history about what we do from our owner, Darren Turner.
My father's mission statement is if we satisfied our client 99%, we failed them 100%. And that's still the statement we stand by today. My father started this company over 40 years ago with two employees. From the very beginning, we have made safety, service, quality, culture our focus. The little things. We call this the Amtech way. Creating a turnkey service for our clients, going the extra mile, and planning ahead for the future. Carrying a wide range of services from estimation, engineering, process department, to our electrical construction and service technologies division. The Amtech way ensures quality from the beginning to the end and beyond. It's hard to grasp how much we've grown. We have the honor of working on projects in our home state, across the nation, and around the world. Amtech is always looking for new ways to grow and improve. We've even invested in our own Amtech University to ensure everyone is properly trained in-house and ready for the growth in our future. But none of this would be possible without our people. Our people are what make Amtech. Commitment, teamwork, experience, reliability, relationships, and going that step beyond. This is the culture we've created. It makes us who we are today, from the beginning till now. I'm Darren Turner, and this is the Amtech way.
So, Darren told you guys here a little bit in the video about how his dad started this company. So we were founded in 1977. And as he mentioned, we have grown exponentially, especially on our electrical design build services. And the way we have grown is through targeted acquisitions of other companies, which is really very interesting. We have Domino Electric, who joined us in 2002, Kurtinger Electric in 2012, Huntington and Gary right here out of our Greenville, South Carolina location in 2015, and a few others. And specifically the South Carolina Technology Division that I manage, we were acquired in 2018 and became part of the Amtech family. And that allows us to leverage in the market a lot more with our growth. And 2 years ago, Amtech was acquired by Comfort Systems USA, a $3 billion public organization that has been extremely, extremely good for our company. We have so much more access to all kinds of trainings and being able to work with our sister companies across the market as well. So many, many opportunities for our employees and our customers too. Here you can see a map of where we have worked in the last 3 years. What this does not show is our division specifically in the technologies realm. We've also worked in Canada. We do have some projects that are in Hawaii. So that's always fun. So our teams are traveling out there. The red dots that you see here are where our office locations are. So we have offices in Mississippi, Kentucky, Tennessee, four down here in South Carolina. And we also have a satellite office in Arizona as well. These gray markers is where our technology and life safety divisions work. And the black markers is where some of our core electric projects have been in the last 3 years. And then the red dots that you see surrounding those office locations is where our electrical service has their customer base surrounding each office location. So we are a nationwide company. Lots of travel opportunity with us as well. So you heard Darren talk a little bit about the Amtech way. And the Amtech way, it is ingrained in the nature of our culture and what we do. And what is really cool about that is as you're coming up in the job market, in the workforce, one thing that's really important is you're working for a company that really has great core values, that they don't just say they have those core values, they're actually implementing those core values. And me being part of our executive team, which are the department heads from each of our different divisions across Amtech, we sat down a year and a half ago and we really put some definitions surrounding what the Amtech way is. And so I am going to go into this a little bit and tell you guys about the Amtech way.
It's been something that we've talked about, and it's been kind of instinctive. It's something we've established, but a lot of it's the character. It's the character of our company, being accountable to one another, being mentors, being trustworthy, being effective, caring, and knowledgeable. You know, we've set out to define what Amtech stands for. You know, again, there's a lot of companies out there that make gadgets, they make vehicles, they make a product, a pharmaceutical. You know, Amtech, you know, our service is people. It's humans.
So the Amtech way here, what this means to us, and these things transition because In your career, when you go and you find that long-term career, those things bleed over into your personal life. And so we want to be really good stewards, really good mentors, caring. So this is how we came up with what the Amtech Way is. So we are accountable and we are mentors. We are trustworthy. We are effective. We are caring and we are knowledgeable. And in every facet of what we do, for our teams, for our safety programs that we have, always looking out for the person working beside us to make sure they go home safe to their family each and every day, making sure we're on the forefront of technology trends in the market, how that's going to shape the company for the next 5 years. So we have a really good base of services and customers so that our employees can continue to work and we have a strong backlog and pipeline there for them. Being knowledgeable about what we're doing day in and day out and making sure we're training our guys. So we defined each of these things, and this is what it means when we say the Amtech Way. And it was really cool how we rolled this out to all of our employees across the nation and started talking about this and really breathing new life into what it means to work for us and the culture that we have as a company. On the accountability side, we're accountable to safety, quality, and honoring our commitments with our customers. We're accountable to each other. When you tell the man working beside you that you're going to go do a task, you go do that task. When I tell my team that I'm going to get something for them, I make sure that I follow through on that. We are mentors, and we want to make a difference in the lives and the careers of others through intentional mentoring. We always want someone to come into our company in whichever division there is, because we have back house, we have in the field, we also have HR and recruiting departments, we have purchasing. So it's not just the field side of things, but as a whole, we mentor our team members so that they have a clear career path and a defined career path. And when some of our folks are interested in other departments, we sit down and we really listen to those things. And then our teams are mentoring, you know, our newer field guys to make sure they understand how to be safe in the field, how to execute a good project, and deliver a really good product for our customers. Obviously, being trustworthy is a really, really important topic for working at Amtech, because we build and maintain trust by delivering high quality projects and service that is internally and externally. We are effective. So that means we build lasting customer relationships as a result of effective project execution. We're effective in our roles that we're playing daily on the job site, whether your role is in the office or out in the field. And absolutely, we are caring. We care deeply about each and every person that works for the company. We care about our communities. We care about speaking to folks in our communities, just like all of you that are joined in here today. And we're also knowledgeable. So we definitely foster a culture of innovation and knowledge by providing opportunities for personal development, professional development. We had one of our project managers out of our Kentucky region who really took a hold, about 2 years ago before the EV market really took off, and he really took a hold of that, and he has expanded that service, and he travels all over the place for our EV charging service that we provide as a company. So it's just really cool how when you come into Amtech, we foster that culture of what the interests are and how it can relate to our company. So moving on to exactly what Amtech does here. So I mentioned before, we install electrical, low voltage, and fire alarm systems into large new commercial industrial buildings as they're constructed. We also work on building expansions. We also work on very large data centers. We also work in existing facilities like, you know, doctor's offices, attorney offices. So we're very, very diverse in the types of places that we work, but a very large portion of our business is new construction on the industrial side with our core electric team. And so I have some videos here to show you guys exactly what that looks like in the field day to day. So here we have some electricians and they are running conduit along the ceiling of what will be a distribution center. And they are 30 feet up in the air.
These guys are setting up the conduit rack, trying to get everything straight and level, straight and in a line with a line of sight measurements. Just look how much those lifts move, by the way. Just going to give you an idea. Oh, they're getting ready to pour concrete down there. This is the action corner right now. Guys below us, concrete. Guy on the lift here getting ready.
So you can see in that video that one, we absolutely have to have a very safety-minded culture for some of these large projects that we're working. Our teams, as you can see there, are 30 feet in the air. They both had on their harness and they were tied off. We're looking out for each other while we're up there working. And what they were specifically doing was running conduit for the wires that we will be pulling into that section. Here, and this is right below those guys that were installing conduit. I'm gonna go ahead and play this video for you guys too. So this guy here, he is cutting and threading the rigid conduit for the team that's up above. And we do work in buildings and we're the ones that get the temporary power on there. So they're working in this environment specifically before the power was on, which is kind of neat to show y'all. Moving on, this is how we pull in the wire. So I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you guys as well. And this is before the concrete's being poured for the foundation.
Once it goes in, I make sure that head goes in, and all of it goes in. It's all the way in now. Now they're just going to start feeding.
And as you can see here, and we'll get to this in a minute, those wires and those reels of wire weigh thousands of pounds, thousands of pounds. So this team specifically, they're doing the wire pull from the feeding side. And they're going to be feeding that through the conduit for the team on the other side. So everybody really has to be working together and paying attention to what they're doing, especially with those wires, with them weighing so much. So on one side of this, there's a machine pulling the wires. Again, I just mentioned these wires weigh thousands of pounds. So that rope does have a lot of tension. And again, pointing back to safety here. So we definitely don't want anyone in the whiplash zone. And if you guys aren't familiar with what that is, if that wire happens to snap, then it's going to obviously, because there's so much tension on it, go one way or another. And so you want to make sure you're being safe when you are doing this task, and making sure you're staying far enough back where you're not in that zone if that does occur. This is another type of cable that we install. So this is the MC cable. It's basically a bunch of wires in that tube with a metal sheath around it. And that's just electrical code requires MC cable to be supported to the structural steel. And this is what Ben is doing in this video here. One thing to point out here is MC cable is much easier to work with. I'm sure you guys noticed. So the cables that the teams were pulling in the video you watched right before this were massive and weigh thousands of pounds. But here, working with MC cable, you can be attaching this to the structure. It can be a one-man task. So it's really neat to see the differences between the two for you guys. Looking here, just if you're interested in some of the projects that we've done, so Woodford Reserve out of Kentucky is one of the projects that we did. So that project spanned over 9 months. The size of this project was 200,000 square feet. Another one that we have specifically done, we did the Coca-Cola bottling plant in Louisiana. And that project duration was about 12 months. That was in obviously there in the food and beverage industry. This project was 778,000 square feet. There was the Caterpillar plant in Ohio that we wrapped up within 10 months. And this facility here, as you can see from that picture, so that facility that we did was over 1 million square feet. It was sitting right at 1.5 million square feet. We completed a Nike distribution center in Memphis, Tennessee. That project duration took us about 11 months. Again, a massive project, 1.5 million square feet that they have, that distribution center down in Tennessee. So talking specifically about some of our divisions. So everything that you guys just saw. So those videos were on our core electric projects. And we do have specialties on the engineering side, on BIM modeling, on prefabrication. But we also have specific systems surrounding each electrical systems department, surrounding each of our office locations. So we do smaller and mid-sized projects there as well. So the division that I'm a part of is the technologies division. We do nationwide work. We do infrastructure cabling, security, access control, audio visual systems. And we work in a lot of the hospitals across the state specifically. We work on national food and beverage distribution centers nationwide. We do a lot of projects that have security. So installing cameras, programming cameras, working with the clients to make sure their buildings are very secure. So that they can reduce their risk of threat for their employees and then for their assets as well. Also access control. So the doors where you have to swipe a card to get in and you have specific accesses and in hospital settings where certain people you don't want to get in and out of the building. And the back end physical infrastructure for the Wi-Fi in buildings, for your network in your building. We do all of those kinds of projects across the state. We have an extremely large project that we're on. It is, this project specifically is over $1 million for us, and it is in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it is a pharmaceutical distribution type project there. So our technologies division, we also do, so one really cool project that we've done recently, we installed a video wall for a dealership, so an auto dealer here in South Carolina. It turned out really, really cool. I think it had 137 displays, and if the customer wants to, they can play something different on each one of those displays. So we have a whole AV department. So if that's something that interests you, we do have that here. Here are some pictures of a couple of our projects. As you can see on the far right side, that is the type of cable that we work with in the technologies division. So that is your network cable there. There are several different types of that, but it is much easier to work with than the massive thousand pound electrical cable on the other side. We also have a division on the life safety side. So they do inspections. They work with fire alarm and suppression systems. They both design and install. They also do distributed antenna systems in buildings. And going back to our electrical service division. So outside of the very large core electric projects that we're doing, our electrical service team, they do small new buildings, and they also service auto assembly lines, and they do work surrounding each office location. And as a branch off of our electrical service, we now have also a department that's doing EV charging across the company as well. To get into our career paths here, so on the core electric side, you can come into the company as a helper if you have absolutely no experience and work your way all the way up to general superintendent. Each of these classifications has specific skill sets you are expected to meet, and then you have the opportunity to move up to that next level. Um, very similar in our electric service division. So the career paths here go all the way up from helper up to the service general superintendent. In our technologies division on my side of the house, you could come in as a technician one if you have very little past experience, and you can work your way up all the way up to systems superintendent. Similar on the life safety side as well here. This was for our sprinkler department specific out of Mississippi. So we do not do sprinkler in any of our other locations, but they also have a very similar career path here as well. There are career paths with Amtech in other areas. Again, I mentioned we have a whole safety department. We have financial operations and accounting, human resources and recruiting, business development and marketing. We have a procurement department. We have a BIM department. I think we have 11 folks in our BIM department. So they do building information modeling. We have a prefab department. We have an engineering department. And we also have RCDDs in our technologies department, which is a very specific certification for systems design. It's actually network infrastructure design. We have an estimating department, and then we also have administrative support teams, so our project coordinators and administrators. We definitely pride ourselves on being very diverse. Obviously, me being part of the executive team, we also have three other ladies that are on our executive team. The VP of our division, she is a lady. Our VP of HR. So we definitely support the women in construction around here, and several of us are part of the National Association of Women in Construction as well. We also have some of our safety coordinators and some of our field personnel. So we do have a very diverse group of folks within across the company. So I'm sure everyone on this call is very interested to see what the pay and benefits are. And this is an example for our apprenticeship program. So at Amtech, we have our own Amtech University, and we do have an apprenticeship program within the company. And that program lasts for 4 years. And the pay is very black and white here. So your first year, first semester, you're coming in with no experience. If you're accepted into that program, you are at $15 an hour. And then you move up to 16 your second semester. And you're into your second year, you go from 18 to 19. Into your third year, you go from 21 to 22. Into your fourth year, you go from 24 to 25. After you get through the apprenticeship program and you pass all of your state exams and you earn your journeyman or master's electrician license, then you move up to $27 an hour. And so that completes the apprenticeship program for you. And after that, everything is merit-based moving forward. And there are still steps in that career path for each person if you want to excel, where you can keep moving up there. So the pay and benefits just continued for our apprenticeship program. There are definitely some benefits into looking at the skilled trades, and it's specifically our apprenticeship program. So you can graduate with no debt and over $150,000 of wages that you've already earned. And in our company, hard work and dedication are rewarded with more opportunities to progress in your career path. Very wide variety of different pathways with different pay scales. So we have folks that have been in the field for 20 years and are on our executive team working with our field teams. They came from the field, worked their way all the way up, and now they're part of the executive team working with our core electric group, mentoring those guys. John D, who is the management manager of our education program. So he teaches a lot of our apprenticeship classes. He came from the field, and now he works in the office on our training side of the house. Also, our benefits at Amtech include 401k matching program and access to financial advisors. So we can make sure you're, if you would like to use those services, that you're investing and saving for your future. Talking a little bit more about our apprenticeship program, it is a registered program. It is a four-year course. You receive both classroom and on-the-job training. You will be traveling to many different locations depending on the construction schedules of our Core Electric team. Could be a site, you know, out in Colorado. It could be a site down here in South Carolina, up into North Carolina. After successful completion of that four-year program, those folks are definitely prepared to take that exam to become a licensed electrician. And the way, if you are interested in that apprenticeship program, the way to apply for that, and there are two ways. So one is through pre-apprenticeship, or you can apply directly. So there is a pre-apprenticeship program that we have within the company. So if you are hired on as a, you know, a helper at one of our Core Electric job sites, you can go to our website, www.amtech.com, look at all of our openings that we have nationwide. And if you come in as a helper, then you can register with our career development specialist to be in that pre-apprenticeship program. So an applicant, you have to first become an employee before you are considered for the apprenticeship program. So if you apply for that helper position, if you have no prior experience, or if you only have 1 to 2 years, but you want to go all the way and become a certified electrician, after you're hired, there's an evaluation period of approximately 3 months. And what we're doing is evaluating your qualities. Are you arriving on time? Do you dress appropriately? Are you respectful to the other people on the job sites? Are you working in a safe manner? Are you looking out for the folks beside you? Do you have a positive attitude? If you are working hard and working safely, I can tell you if you would like to be considered for the apprenticeship program and you have all of those attributes and you're following the Amtech way, then you're definitely going to get in. I think this last time we had... I think it was 15 graduates because I spoke to them when they all graduated, which is definitely a huge deal after going through that and making it through 4 years. The third step is you get recommended for the apprenticeship. So you have to be recommended by your manager. So after you apply for employment and you're an employee and you have those conversations with your manager, they're going to review your during your evaluation period, and you would let them know you're interested, and then they would recommend you. If management recommends someone, then they can begin the paid apprenticeship and embark on that next step of the exciting career journey. So the first year, someone in our apprenticeship program who's worked that full year is going to be at about $32,760. Into the second year, you're going to be around $39,000. Third year, $45,240. Into your fourth year, you're going to be at about $51,480. Then when you, if you're one of our apprentices and you should be able to pass that state exam and you're a licensed electrician, then no one on our team who becomes licensed earns less than $27 an hour. And that's really kind of just getting started in that career with us for sure as well. So licensed masters who take on more responsibility on those job sites as next steps become leaders and foremen and supervisors of areas or even project managers. And there's not really a ceiling of pay there with those positions. And I can tell you guys, the labor shortages in respect to construction are going to offer anyone who wants to take this career path, not only with Amtech, but just out there in the market. Six figures is an absolute real possibility. And These jobs are not going anywhere. They sustain our country. They sustain our growth. And so it's a very good career choice, really, for anyone. And just to go over this with you guys, if you've never really thought about it, if you're looking into the skilled trades and specifically an apprenticeship program with Amtech, if you look here and you go the traditional college route, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but one thing to think about is how much debt you're going to be graduating with. When you actually take a look at the amount of debt that you're graduating with and the money you're making while you're going through the apprenticeship program, in 5 to 14 years, you've actually made more money than almost every single one of the careers listed here. You've made more money than an RN. You've made more money than a police officer. You've made more money than an engineer. You're right up under what a dentist would be making 14 years after high school. So it's pretty darn interesting to really take a look at this and really think about that, because typically while you're going through a four-year program at a traditional university, you're not actually making a lot of money while you're doing that. So very interesting to look at those metrics there. So now I will definitely open up the floor for you guys to ask any questions that you have of me.
So Stephanie, I was just thinking of a couple of things. What about certifications that our high school students may be coming out with? Is there anything that you guys look for with our high school students that are coming right out that would give them a leg up, maybe an OSHA 10 or something like that?
Absolutely. So if you have an OSHA 10, that's going to help you. If you're somebody that wants to travel the country, there's not a lot that we and you're already interested in the career path, that's definitely a step one. Cause like I said, we're always looking for folks who want to travel nationwide. The OSHA 10 will absolutely help anything on the construction management side. But outside of the OSHA certification, there's nothing specific that I can think of, for the high school students.
Okay. Tell us where you're located physically here in the Midlands.
Sure. So I myself, 60% of the time, I'm working out of our West Columbia office. We are located at 3229 Sunset Boulevard. So we're really close to Lexington Medical Center. But I travel quite a bit. I was in Austin last week with a customer, and I go see our job sites, and I go see our other offices. So, but that is where our local, Amtech office is. It's on Sunset Boulevard.
Thank you. So if we had students that were interested in job shadowing, is that an option?
If they are over the age of 18, then that is something that we can look at. I need to follow up with our legal team for anyone under 18. If we're not touching anything, that could be a possibility for sure. But I will look into that, Lisa, and I'll get some information back to you. I think I forgot to do that from our prior conversation.
No problem. And just as an FYI, I know we've talked about it, but many of our students are in programs that would be an extension of the school day, like an electrical program or a construction program. So that might be something that you want to, when you talk to your legal folks about being under 18, if you know they have that extension of the school day with being in those classes, they're going to know to be safe.
Yeah. Yep, I will definitely mention that, and I will see where we can land, especially if I think we might be able to get around that if, one, we have one of our managers there, and two, we're not having the students touching anything.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. We have a couple questions here. I see Jason has some student questions. Do you offer life or health insurance for the internships? And I'm thinking, Jason, maybe they're meaning the apprenticeships.
Yes. Yes. If you are working full-time in the apprenticeship program, yes.
Great. And then are there any other programs like the apprenticeship program mentioned for electricians that would have similar opportunities for engineering students?
Not at this time, but if you are specifically going through engineering courses or design engineering on the electrical side specifically, one thing that we are looking at as a company, and I'm not sure when this would happen, are potentially offering some internships. That is not solidified yet, but it is something that has been on our most recent executive meeting list as a topic of discussion. So I do think there are going to be some more opportunities there. And for sure, if that's one of the paths that you're going down and you have some type of certificate, Lisa, feel free to share my email with anyone who has questions. I'm a very busy gal, but I will always respond. It might just take me a couple days to get to you.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Another question is, do the apprenticeship programs provided through AmTech provide certifications?
So we have AmTech certifications. We have safety certifications. We have the apprenticeship program is a registered program. So when you graduate, it does register that you graduated, but you have to take that state exam and get that license to be considered a graduate of that program. So you will get that license. Now, on the life safety side and on the technology side, there are many different certifications that you can get. We have manufacturer certifications. We have on the fire alarm side, we have NICET certifications. That is something that we believe in pouring back into our employees. And so if you've come in and you've been here for a year or two and you're steady working toward your career path, that is something that we would look at in some aspects, depending on the employee, to help you get a certification as it relates to the industry. Very we good. Also have a quick start program as well, which isn't a certification, but it's a different program within AmTech that's a little bit shorter than that apprenticeship program.
Okay, thank you. The age of helpers, and do you require a high school diploma or certification, GED?
So the yes, and you have to be 18 to apply.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. After the apprenticeship, is traveling to job sites mainly in the area?
Not necessarily. So on our core electric, team, which is where we look for what we look for our apprentices to do, is be part of the core electric team. Those projects are always going to be traveling projects. Now, within AmTech as a whole, we do have office locations, but a lot of our work is travel work.
Okay. Another question is, have you considered pre-apprenticeships?
Yes. I don't have a lot of information on our pre-apprenticeship program specifically, but that is something that you can apply for through the AmTech website. But really, the pre-apprenticeship with us is more so just you come in as a helper and then you're recommended for the apprenticeship program itself.
Okay. Thank you. And so, David, I'm thinking that you may want to reach out to Stephanie directly, because I know what you're thinking with the pre-apprenticeship program. So that may be something definitely reach out to Stephanie about. Let's see, we've got a couple more questions. Jason is asking, co-op opportunities were how it worked when I went to USC. Every other semester on the job location to work, then back to school for the next semester. So
We are starting to partner a lot more and look at specific internships. It's not something that's completely defined yet within the company. I know within Comfort Systems USA, they have some of that going on. And in our education department and on the HR side, that is something that they're definitely looking at doing. And we're taking a harder look at that. We don't currently have a program for that, but it is something that we are looking into developing for sure.
Okay. Some more student questions from Jason's students. What type of degrees would you need to be a welder or participate in an apprenticeship program? And is there something in place for that career path?
We do not have any welding needs within our company. And our apprenticeship is only for the core electric team, so the electrical field of study.
Okay. But if a student, Stephanie, had maybe a welding certification and wanted to go into, you know, welding certification from high school and maybe wanted to go into the electrical component, that would be a leg up, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you've already started in another trade, I'm sorry, I misunderstood that question. If you already started in another trade and you have some experience with something that's hands-on and you know you're already really good at that and you're really wanting to explore the other side of things, then yes, absolutely. That'll give you a leg up coming in to that apprenticeship program. What would really give you a leg up is after you come in, and this relates to Amtech specifically, you're working hard before that first review to be recommended by management for the apprenticeship program. So it's kind of on you after you get in, because it's really not difficult to get started with us. You might have to wait a couple months before we have an opening. After you get in, it's completely on you to be working hard, showing up on time, having that good attitude, and really showing the Amtech way out there. Then you will absolutely be recommended for the apprenticeship program and get in.
Okay. Very good. One more question. This is from Ms. Solomon, who is an elementary career specialist. Can we invite you to participate as a guest speaker or attend various elementary events?
Yes, as my schedule allows, I would absolutely love to come around. And if I'm not available, maybe one of my team members can come as well.
Great. All right. Anything else?
I put Stephanie's email in the chat box for everyone. Any other questions?
And Stephanie, I'll just say I was very impressed. I was trying to write down all the clusters you all had, and it was architecture, IT, AV, business, marketing, finance, engineering. Yeah. So, and I'm probably missed some, but I was just very impressed with all the wide variety. And again, you're one of those companies that's kind of behind the scenes. People would drive by every day and not realize what Amtech did unless you know what Amtech does. So
absolutely.
It's really cool. And so many of our students, I think, are beginning, and parents are beginning to think about the opportunities in the skilled trades again, because they see how much college costs, and we're a proponent for students doing whatever they want that's going to make them happy. But when you look at what a four-year degree costs versus what you start making once you graduate, there's a little bit of disconnect there. So if students have that interest in going into the skilled trades, obviously with Amtech and other companies as well, but we've learned this morning again, the sky's the limit. So great opportunities.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Good company to work for. And I wouldn't even just say for Amtech in general, but any skilled trade, a lot of people really don't think about the career path on that side. I had no idea before I came into the industry. I kind of fell into this side of the house, but it's a really, really strong career path for anyone. It's an awesome, awesome skill set, and you can go many different directions over here. So it's great.
Very good. And I will just make note too that Stephanie and her team, they're planning to attend the eighth grade industry showcase. So if we have any of our eighth grade folks on, or any of you high school or elementary folks that are planning just to come and network during the eighth grade industry showcase on November 9th and 10th at the fairgrounds, Stephanie and her team will be there, and they're looking at bringing a traveling RV. So that's exciting. Traveling that down, I guess, Kentucky, right, Stephanie?
Yes, they are. John Doherty emailed me last week about that because I was pushing to have that thing completed, or did we need to get, you know, our other one down? And he emailed me last week with his plan. So I am excited about that.
Fantastic. So that's, again, something that will be highlighted at that showcase. And if you're elementary or high school, again, please make sure you register for that. And for if you haven't registered your students yet, please make sure you register your students for that exciting event. I know, Samantha, we've got, 3,000 or so students already registered. So,
wow, that's awesome.
And I do see Stephanie or Sherry Harrison from Dent Middle School has some middle school students with her today, and they really enjoyed this webinar. So thank you, Stephanie. Good.
Yes, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate everybody hopping on. And like I said, feel free to email me any questions.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Great. It is 11:01. So we're a great rest. And Stephanie, again, thank you. And everybody on, thank you for your participation.
Thank
Bye,
you,
everybody.
Chris Bales, thank you.
Bye, thank you.
Thanks again, Stephanie. It was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you Bye. So much.